Section 1.1. Early Britain. Early Britain, a history of invasions. The early history of Britain and its people, like that of many other countries, is marked by a repeated pattern of invasion, conquest, and settlement. In each case, defeated native populations were not displaced, but became more or less incorporated by the new rulers, which ultimately led to a partial mixing of the cultures, religions, and material practices of dominant and subjugated groups. This is why, for example, rather than Roman Britain, it is more correct to speak of Romano-Celtic Britain. Similarly, there was often no great cohesion within each group. The struggle for power, based largely upon wealth and military strength, was constant, resulting in conflicting loyalties, internal divisions, and widespread political instability. The Celts first appeared in Britain around the year 700 before Christ. Originating from the northwest of Germany, they brought with them an already sophisticated culture. Their weapon-making skills were highly advanced, and they produced elaborately shaped metal jewelry. Celtic priests were Druids and were considered living archives of tribal law, history, science, medicine, and religion. Druids filled the roles of judge, doctor, diviner, mystic, and scholar. The word druide is of Celtic origin and combines the word roots of oak and knowledge. The oak was an important sacred tree to the Druids. Druids gathered in the forests where they held their ceremonies. To become a Druid, students assembled in large groups for instruction and training for a period of up to 20 years. In legends, Druids are described as possessing magical powers such as prophecy, control of the weather, and curing illness. The Celts were originally a pagan culture who worshipped the elements, the sun and moon, as well as rivers, trees, and stones, all of which were believed to have souls. Water in particular was considered the most important life-generating element. The Celts believed in the immortality of the soul. Their places of worship included numerous stone circles erected during the Bronze Age. The most famous surviving circle is Stonehenge. In southwest England, a group of enormous blue stones placed in concentric circles. Stonehenge was an ancient temple and probably also an astronomical observatory. The construction of Stonehenge took close to 2,000 years. Although there are many different theories regarding its mysterious construction, we are almost certain that the monument was built in three phases and that three groups of people took part in it. The first may have been the late Neolithic people, just after 3000 BC. Next would have been the Beaker people. The last phase may have been carried out by the Wessex people. Regardless of who built the stone monument, the design and construction involved thousands of people who believed in the project. Nowadays, Stonehenge has become a site of pilgrimage for groups of people who want to revive ancient rites and the old pagan cult of sun worshipping. The Celts were not a united people. They had no real sense of themselves as a nation, and feuds both between and within different tribes were common. It was only when faced with a powerful enemy that they grouped together to defend themselves.